student loan forgiveness program is on hold. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, because of a ruling late Friday from a federal appeals court.
The 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals temporarily blocks the Biden administration from discharging any student loan debt, siding with several Republican-led states who filed an emergency request over the White House's debt forgiveness plan. The notice of appeal filed hours after a district judge ruled the states of Nebraska, Missouri, Arkansas, Iowa, Kansas, and South Carolina failed to establish a reason for an injunction.
That's Fox's Kristen Goodwin. The White House is quick to point out the order does not stop anyone from applying for student loan debt relief on the government's website. The House January 6th committee has formally issued its subpoena to former President Trump to hand over documents and testify to the committee under oath. No response from the Trump legal team yet, some legal experts predicting there's a court fight ahead. Former Trump political advisor Steve Bannon has been ordered to pay the price for ignoring his committee subpoena.
Bannon sentenced Friday to 4 months behind bars for contempt of Congress. Prosecutors said Bannon thumbed his nose at lawmakers, and his statements criticizing the House January 6th committee showed he wanted to undermine their efforts. The judge allowing Bannon to stay free pending appeal, and Bannon told Fox's Tucker Carlson,
"We've got a lot of appeals. They'll work through the appeals process. And so this is all, my sentencing is all pending."
Bannon's legal team said the former Trump aide wasn't acting in bad faith, but was complying with his lawyer to not cooperate after the former president had said executive privilege would apply to the case.
Fox's Jill Nadeau, one of the first police officers on the scene of the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, has been fired. The Texas Department of Public Safety says Trooper Sergeant Juan Maldonado failed to follow the agency's protocols for active shooter situations. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A winter storm warning is posted for parts of Utah, Idaho, Wyoming, and Montana. And the National Weather Service meteorologist Zach Taylor says the snow will actually bring some benefits.
It should be a pretty widespread precipitation event for much of the Pacific Northwest into the Northern Rockies. So for the active wildfires and poor air quality in place across the region, this will be some welcome relief for those conditions. So it'll be a pretty widespread precipitation event that should dampen some of those wildfires.
Some areas in the mountains could see up to 2 feet of snow through Sunday. It's been a fatal plane crash in Keene, New Hampshire, just blocks from an airport. Single-engine plane crashed into a barn adjacent to an apartment building.
It's lucky that it hit the barn and not the actual main part of the residence. But at this point, we're still looking into everything else.
Captain Steve Tenney of the Keene Fire Department, who says it's not yet known how many people were aboard the plane, but says none survived. The National Transportation Safety Board sending crews to the crash site. Gas prices are down for the fifth day in a row. The AAA says dropping 1.7 cents from this time yesterday. In case you'd like to fill up, the jackpot for tonight's Powerball has grown to $580 million. In Florida, charges have been dropped against a man who voted but shouldn't have.
A Florida state judge in Miami-Dade County is dismissing a count of illegal voting filed against 56-year-old Robert Lee Wood. Wood is a convicted murderer who has not had his civil rights restored. He is also one of 20 people charged with voting while ineligible in the 2020 elections. The charges are filed by a special statewide prosecutor, but now the judge in Miami says that prosecutor lacks jurisdiction. The state can appeal. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.